It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 24-hour live stream.
Yes. We made it, guys. How are we? What's happening? What's going on? Oof. How are we feeling?
Very good. Very good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Woke up at 4 a.m.
4 a.m.? Yeah. Did you actually start doing stuff at 4 a.m. or you just woke up in bed at 4 a.m.?
I was in bed when I woke up, yeah, but I got up at 4:15.
No, but
everyone turned your headphones down a little bit. No, I went straight. Yeah. Well, the thing is, I hadn't sort of allowed for sort of going to the bathroom and showering and all that sort of thing. So it was sort of a good opportunity to do that. No, I have. Yeah.
Okay, good.
How long of a shower did you have?
Pretty quick, I reckon.
Really,
mate. Just a quickie. Sevs, you like a good 30-minuter? Did you find 30 minutes this morning?
Oh, I blew out on the shower this morning. It would have been about 25 minutes.
Oh, that's outrageous.
25 Jeez. Minutes. Does your hot water even last for the next couple of people?
Yeah,
it does. No?
Yeah. Oh, well, not my problem.
that's the spirit.
That is so, so funny. George, you've been up since 4 a.m., you absolute animal. What's been happening?
I knew this would happen. I just woke up randomly and then my brain was just ticking and I was just like, fuck. Trying to go back to sleep, just had my eyes closed, but oh well, what are you going to do?
It feels like that early morning flight, doesn't it? Have we got our fucking passports? I feel like I don't want to fucking shit on the plane, but you know what? Like I haven't been able to get a proper one out yet. And it's
has anyone had
coffee? Oh, so you haven't gone yet?
Well, I went, but I was just like, that's going to do me for 24 hours. That.
No, I feel you.
Very annoying. Has anyone had coffee yet? I know you don't have to answer, Sebs, because I know the answer.
No, I haven't had coffee.
Has
anyone?
No, it's good. I've had my Monster, so I think but not the coffee.
No way, George.
No. Have you already had your Monster?
Man.
Okay.
I was going to call a paramedic.
You're an absolute animal if you did that.
A few things that we just need to check in on. Ryan John, 9 a.m. He's starting his marathon walk. Mm-hmm. Ramble Campbell's going to be starting his marathon, his marathon drive. He'll be definitely racking up over 42 k's today, delivering the last bits of merch. Yeah. Is Ramble at the office, George?
No, he hasn't arrived yet.
Yeah,
no, he's
also. I think he'll hear some.
Will we that clear? I don't know if we're that clear. Can everyone turn their headphones down a little bit so they're just remove a little bit of that echo? What's happening in the YouTube comments, Sevs?
Well, I mean, everyone's pretty pumped. Whitey says, morning, guys. Lara says, pumped. Ben says, morning. Rain Man says, morning. Everyone's pumped.
Pretty much we could assume that most people are going to say morning, Sevs, from what you're saying.
Well, I mean, look, HB is saying TJ is looking pretty fresh. So I don't know what that means for the rest of us, but...
No, do you know what it might be? I shaved last night. And I've got lip balm on, so I feel fresh.
That echo was me. Sorry, guys.
I know that Gemma Watts is going to be absolute ropeable, but I've just got some pawpaw cream. I just need to keep my lips moistured.
What's wrong with pawpaw cream? Does she not like it?
I don't know, mate. The haters always come out like, nah.
It's got, what is it called? Gelatin or something? That's...
No, mate. Yeah. I've got a big bottle of water and ready to go. I've only had a cup of tea, so I don't know.
Has anyone had any food yet?
Yeah.
No.
What? Porridge, you've eaten baby. Already?
Yeah, I had porridge.
No, I get that
slow release. Uh-huh. Just get that sort of carb hit that will sort of see me across the next sort of couple of hours. We haven't even worked out food. I don't know what's bloody happening.
Well, I was sort of interested. So I downloaded a calorie tracking app. Because I want to see how much I'm going to eat over the 24-hour period.
Yeah.
For and why? So you've got bigger problems than that.
Really?
Yeah. Calories is not your problem today. You know?
Well, I just thought it'd be interesting. Anyway, so I've had a banana this morning and that's locked in, so.
Right. Well, should we? So we've got the 24-hour commitment crew.
Yeah.
Should we cut to them? Should we see how the 24-hour commitment crew is going? Okay, here we go. I haven't been across this. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
So I've set up. All right, give me a second, guys, before I actually get your...
He's front and center. On. Oh, my God.
I'm just going to turn your audio on in a second, guys. Okay, here we go. Awesome. So, who have we got? We've got Glenn. Glenn,
yep.
Can we just talk to you for a second, mate? Can you actually hear us? There's probably going to be a delay.
Yeah.
Are you just need to, do I need to unmute you? Oh, hang on. I'll unmute
you're
you.
In Zoom.
You're going to have to give me.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Just trying to figure out the audio here between Zoom and YouTube.
How's the is there much of a delay between YouTube and Zoom?
Maybe 5-10 seconds or so. So I think if you go to cut to any, if you go to talk to anybody, give them a little bit of warning if they're watching the YouTube, and then they can switch their sound around real quick.
Oh, no, I appreciate that. Is this, I mean, you do streaming and stuff and like, you know, all this sort of area. Is this seeing a sort of flail and struggle, is this triggering you or are you enjoying it?
It looks awesome so far.
Okay, great. All right. Thanks,
Glenn. It's early days, though.
It is really early days. I mean, we still need to, we'll cut to the Zoom.
I sent you guys a message. You're going to crush it.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, Glenn. I just need to know how to mute you now. Hang on. There we go. Okay, perfect.
I did see it's looking likely Ramble is in his car, so he must be on his way.
How do you mean it's looking likely?
Because he's in the Zoom call. He's in the commitment crew. What an absolute animal.
Did you not see him?
He's in the car.
In the center.
No, I appreciate that. That's very good. What are you guys worried about at the moment? What sort of, not to get too negative, what are we
worried
about?
When I put my headphones on this morning for the first time and there was no audio coming through, it's like when if you put your fingers in your ears, you can feel your heartbeat. Mm-hmm. And it was if I had a Whoop on, I reckon it would have been not my average heartbeat. It was slightly higher. So, but I think that's just the adrenaline. I think it's going to wear off. Like, I think that will subside, and we're going to find some rhythm because we've got some awesome people. Should we just talk about who we've got coming on this morning?
Yeah, so you can tease it.
Yeah. So we got a surprise at 8:30. Josh, it's for you, and I'm very excited about this one. Brad Blanks is coming on 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I should send him a link, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should send him a link. And then we got Ryan John at 9 a.m. who's going to be starting his walk. And then we've got a dietitian,
dietitian. I mean, this will be perfect for you, Sevs, with the calorie thing. I wonder what she thinks of you counting calories on a day like today.
Yeah, well, but it's also what are we going to have? Here. Like, what?
I'll be back.
What's going to really throw us off? George is going to get Ramble. Mm. But yeah, so with Savvy Dietitian, she's got one of the best Instagram pages going. It's awesome. She's got over 100K followers. Like, it's just blown up. She does like comparison side by side between food. It's almost like porn.
You know, if you had to create like an Instagram account
food porn
nowadays, where you sort of specialize, it was a bit of a niche, what would you do? Do you think if it had to be as specific as g'day Ramble?
Ramble. I don't know. I've got no skill, you know, outside of actually got no skill. What am I saying?
You could do something. Like, what about like you would take photos?
Hang on, I'm gonna mute us while Ramble talks to me.
Love
it. I think there'd be something fun in like, there's a website called Product Hunt, but I think what I'd do is an Instagram account of all the apps. Each post would be an app that you use. And so like, you know, you'd have like Basecamp or you'd have all your different browsers and different software that you can use. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Well, the Savvy Dietitian, she's a dietitian, so it's like it's perfect because it's just linked to something that she does as a profession. So, yeah, I don't know what it'd end up just being something that I like, but then I wouldn't stick at it, you know.
It's one of those. Are you laughing, Sevs, because I'm trying to center my face? Is that what's your
problem? No. I was laughing because you looked pretty just happy with yourself cutting to the three. Which
yeah, I mean, I didn't know if it was gonna work, but it's worth.
No, it's great. No, I think you've done a real solid job setting all the tech up, and I really appreciate it. So
we're doing thank yous already.
You know, already, absolutely. And then we've got Jason PJ on the show.
Yes,
and that's going to be around 10:30, which. They're sort of, you know, they've done this a bunch of times. So we'll just sort of take these morning hours quite steady and slow. And then we're going to have a meditation session middle of the day to reset, which is, It's going to be good. Because I need to. There's one thing I can't not get in today, and that's within the 24 hours, I need to at least have one meditation session.
Okay. So How long does it go for?
It'll be 10 minutes.
Okay.
Great.
That's fine.
Longer.
Well, that's good.
She might take it longer. So, yeah, that's going to be a guided meditation for you babies.
Is it too much to ask? Because I actually haven't had a wee since I sat down. Is it okay if I just quickly go wee? I know it's very early on.
No, that's right. I mean, it's going to happen multiple times anyway.
Oh, there are you impressed in that, Sebs?
This
you
is like that? I'm very switched impressed. To a two-shot. That's solid. I'll be back.
I'll mute my mic.
Okay, great.
Switch to a two-shot. There he is. It's the Sebs and Tommy show. How are you, baby?
Yeah, good. You were FaceTiming me in bed last night. You looked like you got to bed all right, had a good sleep.
Yeah, I struggled to get to sleep. I think I was just a bit wired. And then I woke up. Oh my God. I think I dreamt about doing the show. And so then it was bizarre. Then I woke up and I was like, oh fuck. I feel like I've already done it because I dreamt about how it went, but I can't remember what happened. Anyway,
okay. Well, I was just about to go into mine, but that's I'll just give you a quick rundown. We were having a house share, and it was all of us, and Josh wanted everyone to be in this one long room, and it was a mansion. Yeah. Like, it was a real nice house, and we were paying $200 a week. But that was and we were on PayPal's website because apparently they have great rules around living with your coworkers. So they had a great document that we were going to implement all their strategies.
Sevs, if you just while Josh is gone, if you had to choose to live with either Josh or myself, who would you pick?
Are you talking about me? I mean sleeping would be an absolute nightmare with Josh in the same room.
It'd be sleep. No, we enjoy sleeping. Bodie's first appearance on the
come on, darling. Yeah. Say the Gronks and say happy 24 hours.
No, I don't want that.
Happy birthday. Oh, thanks.
Me too. Hey, Bodie.
Can I have a kiss? Can I have a kiss, please? All right. I love you. Oh, jeez. Oof. Say good luck, boys. Good luck, boys.
All right. Here we go. He's grabbing really the headphones. Hey, Bodie, boy.
Hey, monkey.
Hello, cheeky monkey.
Hi, cheeky monkey.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing today?
Hi, cheeky monkey.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing today? Ready? Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I will just. Has anyone thought through like tissues or anything like that? I'm just thinking like in terms of blowing your nose. I mean, I had this morning. Yeah, I did a.
Whose alarm is that? Whose alarm
is that? A backup
off?
Alarm?
That's Amy's.
Okay, that's fine.
Amy's alarm. Sorry, Sevs. We got sidetracked. Just a straight down the line answer. Who would it be?
Oh look, I mean, probably Tommy because my sleep is precious.
Your sleep's precious. You've been going to bed at 4 a.m.
Yeah. But that's better than playing music. I mean, playing what is his name? Ryan.
Ryan Holiday. Ego is the enemy. Yeah. You should listen to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Good one. Thanks, Sebs.
George. I mean, George is he's looking very needed. Busy. George.
Yeah. I'm just...
Are you okay?
Ramble's asking me if we have any tape. And I said... Don't know, but maybe look upstairs.
Gaffer tape?
Yes, there is.
Upstairs,
yes, there's tape upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what have you packed? Because you're sleeping at the office. What have you got?
Yeah. So I've just got a blanket, a pillow, toiletries, and a towel.
Right.
And are you going to have a shower during? Are you going to have a shower at the office?
I was thinking maybe I should. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Why not?
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought about that. That's a good idea though, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. So that's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
pretty good. I'm just a bit anxious about like the next few days.
Yeah, because it's sort of the, your work actually picks up after this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like all on you.
Yeah. It that should be good. I'm excited.
It's good.
Can we just guys get some predictions on how long we'll sleep for? Say if we all get to bed at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, that's more than 24 hours.
I reckon it'll be short.
How long will we sleep?
It'll be so annoying. Short? You'll wake back up at like 12 or something.
We'll want to watch back all the highlights, you know? enjoy the moment.
We got to reshare everyone's Insta stories, you know?
Yeah.
You might
I've actually got trivia night on Saturday night with Jordan Michaelides. I committed to that before
you?
The 24-hour stream. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, we're playing trivia.
You might have to cancel that.
Well,
you're cancelling that. 100%.
No, I'm actually not cancelling it because he asked me. Dude. He front-footed it. You know when someone sees that you're busy or something and then front-foot's like, hey, we still on? And then me being the pushback guy's like, yeah, we fucking are still on. Why? Don't
Josh,
question me, of course.
Your serotonin, like, you will... You'll be a shell of a human at that. Mm. And you'll be you'll be on edge, bro. Don't do it. You can take a break.
Okay.
Just take a break. Just chill, watch a movie, eat some food and go to bed.
Yeah. I mean, Shannon's saying, why would you commit to that, JJ?
Yeah.
He's an animal.
I mean, pushback guy.
It was before the whole, you know, 24-hour thing.
I think you owe it to yourself. To just have a night in
just
with Brie.
Just a bit of a chill.
Night in with Brie.
She's going to be at the trivia.
Brie?
Yeah.
But it's not a night in if you've got Jordan Michaelides there. Yeah, it doesn't have the same.
No.
Same as you and just Breezer.
Yeah,
I guess it is in... I was convinced that it was in person for some reason.
Really? Oh, you so just
yeah,
that
yeah,
story.
Yeah. For some reason, I was living
mate,
in the old
there's day. No big trivia. There's no big events happening at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, it is, George, you've managed to organise something. I saw in the run sheet that it's locked in.
It's locked in.
I'm
actually still replying to her because she's asking for background information on you guys.
Oh, really?
And what the key talking points will be.
Uh-oh.
So I just took a screenshot of the setup. I'm going to say, you know, Tommy's at the top left, Josh is at the top right, Miss 97's at the bottom right. And... She said, what
so this is the manager
just a line
of
or two.
The person?
This is the manager.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you supply me any background info on the host? Just a line or two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great.
So should we try and generate that now for you?
I mean...
Yeah, that'd be good. What are the key talking points? What have you been up to in isolation? What are you currently working on? That type of thing.
So that's what you've written.
Yes, I love George the producer. Right.
Yeah, that's right. Great, George.
No, that's, really just no, that's what she wrote George. To me.
Oh, that's what she wrote.
Oh.
That's what she's asking for.
Oh, that's perfect. No, just say yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
That's more
that
than enough info.
She's great. I want her on our day.
Yeah.
No. I don't think you understand. She's asking me to say this about you guys so she can get ready.
She wants to know what I've been doing in isolation.
She's. Yeah.
Really?
George, you not haven't much. Had much sleep, have you?
What are the key talking? Oh, maybe.
No. I remember. No. She's giving you the talking points. I reckon.
Yeah.
I was going to answer like, "Oh, we've been making this podcast."
The interview's not with you, George.
Oh no.
Definitely.
George, what was that second one?
What have you been up to in isolation? What are you currently working on?
Yeah, what are you currently working on?
Yeah, I guess.
What are you please respond.
What are you currently working on?
Update replays every Wednesday. currently editing a bit of client work for the boys.
Yeah.
Right, no, so all she's asking is background. Okay, well, I'm glad I brought this up because I would have replied with like an essay about what we've been doing.
It's a nightmare. I mean, it's easy to happen. It's like when we spoke to Bearded Fen, he asked if we could have a Zoom call. He's in South Africa. He's got a podcast. And the missing bit was I thought that we were on his podcast when we were recording. And so we said things like, thanks for having us. And like we recorded it out.
Find
our
us
end.
At the Daily Talk
yeah,
Show.
Find us at the Daily Talk Show.com. And then he emailed goes, hey, I think there's a bit of confusion. I just wanted to talk about podcasting, not have you on the podcast. I felt like such an arrogant prick because I would essentially
the thing
like.
Is, yeah. it wasn't in the conversation that we worked that out. It was post, and yeah. he'd listened yeah. back to our conversation where we referenced that we're on his podcast or something.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It's a little
That's
bit.
Just, I mean, like looking over, I mean, when you got lots of shit going on, just like skimming emails and stuff, it's bound to happen.
Yeah.
It's bound to happen.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's happened like on
well, I just skimmed it then.
Someone, yeah, like dates, like someone has thought they're on a date, but they were just catching up with a mate.
What's the like, difference, I mean, I guess, like, yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. But like one's, you know. Think you're going in thinking, oh, this it could become something. I guess it's like a catching up with a mate who ends up being in network marketing and they're pitching you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So it's like a business meeting that you didn't want to have. That happened. My friend went to one and he had a he knows this guy and actually know this guy too, and it seems so out of character for this dude. But he rocked up and he looked down because this guy was at the cafe first, looks down, sees the bag of like whatever Nutrigenics or some bullshit name, and he just says,
"It sounds real, Nutrigenics. Are you, mate? Is that a thing?"
Yeah, it sounds. I think it might be a thing. He looks down and looks at him and says, "You're not doing this, are you, mate?" And he just looked really defeated and said, "Yeah, sorry, mate." And then they had a coffee, but they had a normal coffee.
That's anyway, nice. I am. I've already had a compliment this morning. On my new pants.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you, oh, what are nice. You wearing? Are you cotton wearing your pants? Cotton on little numbers?
Oh, oh great. Oh.
Yeah. Look at that.
I will just...
They've got like a really nice... Like I normally... I've always admired people that they have like a little bit of a... What's like that you can see the ankle?
Yeah, yeah. It's the thing.
I'll show you. Watch.
Yeah,
and you get so, cuffed. What is it? Cuffed hem or something like that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're almost thermal.
They're looking thermals. Great.
Well, I mean, I just was glad that you've got rid of those other things that you wear.
Are these great? Right, these are like
dad trackies.
These are fancy trackies. Like I sort of
your trackies sort of, are now cuffed. They're actually on your ankles. Like it's. Mm-hmm.
This is where good shoes, like other than Asics, start to sort of play their part. Uh-huh. I know you don't like them, and
you could wear some Vans or something with it, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just worried about my
this
back.
Is where. It, yeah,
is anyone wearing shoes right now, guys? Like,
I'll show you. Hang on, actually, I'll do my get up. Here we go.
I'm wearing shoes and jeans.
I fucked up. I've got jeans on.
Oh, this is what George did it too.
Did you?
Right.
Jesus.
Oh
my god.
Oh my god.
Oh, us moccasins. Very good. Here we go.
Okay.
George is getting up. George, what are you about to show us?
I'm wearing my usual.
Oh, yeah. They're comfy.
No, I'm not very flexible.
So, yeah. Right. I mean, Georgie boy and I have gone jeans.
I see what Ramble's got.
Are you in trackies?
What's Ramble's? Oh, Ramble. Okay, here we go.
Oh, they're good.
Oh, that's they're great. Yeah, they look comfy. That's great.
What are they? Just some sort of like...
Can we... George, can you put how's Ramble it, how's on for a second, please?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah,
here we go.
Morning, lads. How's it going?
Hey, Ramble.
Hey, Rams.
How you feeling?
Yeah,
a bit tired, but I'm all right. I'm sure you guys will be much more tired by this time tomorrow.
I don't know. How many deliveries are you doing?
Yeah. That's a good question, actually.
Yeah. Well, all the ones
there is actually. Have you looked, Ramble?
Yeah, no, I'm sorting them now and packing them into their little areas. It shouldn't be too bad, though. There's just a few that don't have notes and stickers, so I'm going to chuck some in.
They're on the inside. I've already done it. They're all sorted. All of them have notes in them. If you just unfold the jumper, you'll be able to see them.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because the ones for like east of the city.
Sorry, guys. I've got Gemma Watts on a FaceTime right now.
Oh, here we go. Oh. She's currently... Is she
outside
your
house? She's out the front of my house.
Oh, this is great.
All right, I'm going to go get Gemma Watts.
All right, this is perfect. Oh my God. So Ramble.
It's classic, just not even.
Ramble?
Yeah,
you there, mate?
Sorry. Yeah.
Were you going to say something, Sebs?
Well, no, I was just going to say, so we got a couple of emails last night just around all the deliveries of merch. Ramble, what's happening today?
Yeah, so today I'm just finishing them off and putting them into like the further out areas. So I've got like Sylvan. I do have to drop into Albert Park though, so that's not far. But like Bayside as well. What else? I think that's all I can remember. There's just a few around the city and then... Yeah,
there's a couple in Croydon.
I also love that... Okay, we've got to get Gem on.
Oh, here we go.
Wearing the hoodie. Okay, here we go.
If you heard a bang, it was because Gemma's flask, it came out of her back pocket.
Classic.
Good morning, babies.
G'day, Gem.
Hi, Gem.
Good morning. Okay.
Morning, Gem.
Surprise time.
Oh, this is great.
Here we go.
You have to listen. Okay, so I was thinking about, like, how can I make the show about me?
Perfect.
And then I was thinking about my favourite moments from the last 700-plus episodes, and I loved how, like, the novelty of when I called in a favour from Rach, because I feel like that was the first time you guys saw me in, like, beauty work mode.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, well, how can I call in another beauty favour today? Then I was thinking about how pumped Sevs was when I dropped off his stuff last week. So then I spoke to my friends at Mecca and we have put our heads together and curated the Mecca Cosmetica and Glow Journal daily talk show edit.
Oh, this
so
is
you're
great.
Each going to be getting a knock at the door in the next little bit.
Do I have to go down the lift or will they come all the way up?
No, it's me, so it depends. Okay. Like, do you want to
yeah,
see?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd love you to come up.
This is why when you're like, oh, I'd love you to come on the show in the morning, I was like, I've got stuff to do. So in here is we've got things from our friends at Mecca. We've got hand sanitizer because we're not touching our faces with dirty hands. We've got a mist. We've got some eye masks, face masks, and then I've put in a clay mask and an essential oil roller. So what's going to happen is my commitment to you is when you are feeling like your skin is getting tired. Oh, we're just having a live.
It's just a little spray on the face.
When you feel like your skin needs a pep up, you guys have to collectively decide, okay, it's time for our facial. Then you call me. It can be any time. That is, I promise you that I will answer, even if it's like bloody 3 o'clock in the morning.
Perfect.
And I'm going to come in and talk you through your at-home facial. And we're going to do facial massage. And we're going to do lymphatic drainage. And we're going to just boost that.
Oh, great.
Do we all need lymphatic? What's the sort of the drainage?
We
of
do,
the
because
lymph-
that's going to get rid of the puffiness that you're absolutely sure. going to have right. in the next little bit.
Yeah.
I reckon there's going to be a lot to drain from Sevs from the part. Like, you've got. Like,
mate, it's already happening, to be honest. Like, it's just. Anyway.
It looks like you've had fillers. Sevs, that's how.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
Isn't that what fillers are? Like.
No.
Sorry, just speaking of drainage, would you mind holding my spot for a moment?
Oh, okay.
Just feel free to go a little bit closer to the microphone.
What's happening,
Gem.
Guys? What's going on?
That's very good. I'm trying not to. I'm holding back on energy because I feel like if
I've
go too hard.
Much. I promised you guys I'd be on for 24 hours, but I'm like bouncing off the walls this morning. I haven't had coffee, but I'm up here. I put in the YouTube comments before. I was like, oh, I'm back, guys. Sneaky. So that's our Mecca and Glow Journal daily talk show edit.
I love so that exciting. I've always wanted to collab with Mecca and Glow Journal. So I feel like this is...
And I felt that. I really, it came across. I felt it in my heart. And here you are. Today's your lucky day.
Do you have any
Is this going to get a tile?
Yeah. Yeah. If this is a beauty collab, could we get a tile?
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh! Mate, run the banner.
Run the banner.
I'm so sorry.
He wouldn't have had it set up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got it set up.
Oh, here he is.
Just a little bit slow. Do it again.
Here we go.
Full screen.
And today we're launching the Mecca Cosmetica and Glow Journal daily talk show skin edit.
I thought the banner was going to be for the tile, but...
it can be for
no,
both.
I'm gonna. I'll do
both.
A full flat lay.
Oh, this is great.
All right, I've got some other deliveries to get.
And just very quickly, Gem, any sort of tips, anything that we should like, anything that you find really boring, or how can we can sort of keep people interested through 24 hours?
I guess I'd do keep doing what you're doing. I think the reason people like you is because you're just, you know,
Just doing our thing.
Do your thing. Yeah.
Okay, no, I appreciate that.
It would be
that.
Strange for you to change it up today of all days.
Okay, I'll remove
my one
the,
instructions.
My juggling.
Put the face mask and the eye mask in the fridge. So then when the time comes for me to walk you through your facial, it's just going to pep you up a little bit.
Oh,
it's
great.
A full sensory experience. Yeah.
Could we put it in the freezer for extra cold, or was that not a good
Absolutely
idea?
Absolutely not. Don't
okay,
even think cool. about it.
All right.
It's oh, terrible okay, idea. This is the best lighting I've ever sat in front of.
It's really nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty handy.
I also am very beautiful, so there's also that. Okay,
do you
I'm
think,
gonna go
see do you, just quickly, Gem, are you a fizzy water drinker?
I'm an everything drinker. You know this. Okay. You've served me fizzy water before.
I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm wondering, do you think it's too much to drink fizzy water all day? Like if I drink Soda Stream 24 hours, do you think that that's going to cause issues?
The carbonation of it, it's going to fuck your belly up a little bit.
Okay, sure.
I don't want that for you.
Yeah, no, we don't want that.
I reckon you should just you could just alternate, Josh. Just alternate with a bit of
still sparkling,
water in between.
Still sparkling.
Yeah. If you could do that, I reckon you'd be sweet.
Would you go, Jem, if you were at a restaurant and they said still or sparkling? Would you go? What would you say?
Depends who I'm with. If I'm with Chris or with my girlfriends, I'm like tap water. Like I'll stick my head under the tap because I'm trash. But if I'm with like fancy clients, I'm like, do you have a San Pellegrino?
Have you ever had? I had this is going back a year, but I had a scenario where we'd paid for the sparkling, and then a waiter that didn't know that we had sparkling filled up. The glass that already had sparkling in with still water. Is
I'd
that something?
I'd yeah, absolutely
would you actually that. Mention it? I didn't mention it. I was just like, oh, look, nah. I'm just going to deal with the flat, you know?
Nah, I wouldn't mention it.
Yeah. Seems like a petty issue nowadays.
Am I coming on the show today or is this it for me?
No, you're coming on. I actually need to get Brad Blank sorted
soon. How
much
soon I should
as well.
Be milking this?
Oh, yeah, no, we'll get you on. But the lighting, I mean, it is very nice. So that would be
it's
one
stunning.
Reason to do it.
I sort
it.
Of don't want to move. I've also, I've been like, as I went through this process, I was filming all of it. So I'm going to post it later.
Oh, so good.
Oh, great.
I think TJ's loving this too. He's like, mate, I don't have to, he's getting a few minutes off. I can tell that he's, the way his hands, he's loving this.
This is my third Friday beauty surprise in a row. Because a few weeks ago was Gab's birthday. And that's when I left all that stuff at her door, like a little possum hanging off her roof. And then last week was when I climbed in Sev's window. What am I going to do next week? Who knows?
I don't know. I will.
Maybe I'll have a sleep in.
Yeah, you just take the day off.
I've been up for hours.
Yeah, maybe help George. George is going to be in trouble by then.
Well, George is about to get this.
Yeah, no, that's
George
great.
Is
but
fine.
But
okay,
by
I'm
the
go now, I'm
yeah, thank you. Thanks, Jem.
Okay.
Bye. Love
bye.
You.
See you, Jem. Love you.
See ya.
You said it when
bye.
She took her
see
headphones
you
off.
You need a facial.
George,
you did no. You said I love you, but she didn't take her headphones off. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. George said George is on his delay, so.
Yeah, I just said see ya. So.
That's fine.
Can I read out to you guys what I've written so far?
Yeah, sure. This is to the manager of the surprise guest.
Yeah. I'm a bit stuck, so you need to help me out. I took a screenshot, so I said, Tommy is in the top left. Josh is in the top right. Mason, Mr. 97, will also be in the call on the bottom right. He's the executive producer. Pete will appear in the
strong. You're gonna...
Yeah. How do you like about that? What do you think about that?
Very strong.
JJ.
I'm fine with it. I think it's look, we sort of wanted him to work up to executive producer. I sort of say, mate, if you're good for the next 5 years, you'll get executive producer.
George, you're blowing the load.
If you want to do it for a bit of gear, today's the day for gear, so we can do a bit of gear. We can pretend that, you know.
He may said, lose the role by the end of the day.
Maybe, yeah, everyone starts with a role and then you lose it.
Yeah.
And so what are you, if Sev's is executive producer, what are you, George?
I'm just work experience kid.
No, don't be a humble little fucker. That's such a George answer. I hate it. What would you do? Give yourself a title. You have to give yourself a title. This is what's going to go on your LinkedIn for a long time. Watch the Daily Talk Show. What do you want to be?
Daily Talk Show. Digital content producer.
I think you've underbaked it again.
Nah, you've definitely underbaked it.
I reckon
Digital lead.
Senior content lead.
Lead digital.
Senior video storyteller, I think, is good.
Senior video story. Yeah.
What do you think? Too wanky?
Is Ramble Junior?
Yeah, no, Ramble's messenger boy for now. He's working his way out. He started in the mail room and now he's...
I mean, Crystal's saying creative consultant.
Yeah, sure. It's a little bit too contractor for me.
It is. Yeah, he's George is more in-house.
It's a bit corporate fat cat.
Yeah, which you are. But
media lead, Ramble says.
Nah, media lead. I had so many conversations. Like, my old job, I've told this story, but like they were like, man, the titles don't matter. And I was just like, okay, well, just give it to me. I just want my title. And they ended up giving me the title. And then they had told me, like, titles don't matter. And then when it came to, like, a month later, they said, hey, Josh, we've looked at the pay scale and based on your title, you actually get a pay rise. And so it does matter. Like, so if people tell you that
it doesn't
matter.
Is that why you don't want Sebs to be EP?
Yeah, no, you've got to work that, you know.
Yeah.
But I was do you know about the whole nickname thing? About nicknames and salaries?
Oh yeah, I think you've told this. Yeah. Well, you what think that then? If you sign this? Off with a nickname, if you think if you sign off with a nickname in an email, you get better clients or like higher.
No, you get better pay. Yeah. So like there's a bunch of research that if you have a nickname, you get higher salaries.
Do you remember this research? Nickname
I just remember
career.
It because I started signing off JJ on my emails after then. After that time, it sort of stuck, you know.
Did it work?
Yeah. I don't know. I left.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
So anyway, and then I go on to say, Tommy and Josh are business partners with an original content production company. They both have a background in filmmaking, radio, and podcasting and love to celebrate others by telling their stories. Is that okay?
Great.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. I mean,
Mason has
George,
been working
you,
with the boys for the last 2 years.
Okay.
And that's all I got up to. I'm stuck.
Surprisingly made it to an executive producer role after having never had a job before working at the media company, but has really grown into himself and his testosterone now far exceeds his being.
Well, do you know, talking about the testosterone, what I'm else? Excited. I'm excited, George, for... At the end of the 24 hours, how big 97's beard is. Like, can you imagine? This is going to be, it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be huge. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We're not going to know you by the end of it.
Oh, it's crazy.
And so, no, Georgie boy, this is good.
Yeah. Maybe what else do you want in there? Or what do you want me to remove?
Maybe it's a little bit too rah-rah at the moment.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
One line of rah-rah.
I was going to say, Tommy is a dad. Josh is a...
Isn't.
Stay at home.
Stay at home baby.
Stay at home baby. Full time baby.
Yeah.
Full time baby. Oh yeah, I nearly revealed who it was. I think it would be good to point out the fact that we're fans and that
big fans.
Yeah. It's been a big part of JJ's isolation, and you can throw in TJ as well because TJ loves the person.
Just have a catch-up conversation.
I think the point is that you want to just, it's less about us and just be like.
So get rid of the business partner stuff?
No, you could keep
Crystal
that in.
Crystal's saying less is more.
Yeah, less is more. Yeah.
What about just start
you pretty
from
much nailed
your
it.
Backgrounds?
But is there something in him, or the person, whoever it is, do we want to set up the character a little bit so it's like.
Yeah.
What about the cool, Tommy, the cool dad? The backwards cap wearing cool dad?
No. This is absolutely
and then the
I'm saying
nose
in the Zoom.
Uncle.
I think the annoying uncle.
No, I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it, George. All it needs is a couple of talking points from there, and then that's it. I would be happy with that. If
Crystal says,
it.
"Send it to me." Send it to Crystal. Please.
Oh, that's actually Crystal's not a bad idea.
Can I actually?
She's a wordsmith.
Yeah.
All right, Crystal. I'm definitely. Send it to you.
Well, Slack the email.
Is she on Chris? Is she on
George?
Slack.
Sorry, Mace.
No, I can't hear. I'll send it over, mate. It's all good.
Yeah, great.
What have you been worrying about, Tommy? What was on your mind when you woke up?
I hadn't touched base with Josh Pitterman, who's coming on the show. But the best thing is, it's like I've left it to the last minute here in Australia, but because the show's so long, it's actually yesterday in London. Mm. And so tomorrow he's coming on our show. But for us, it's just one day. It's our day today. 24 hours is the day.
This
and
is so
he's
thing.
Cool. It's beautiful. The, it's actually beautiful.
Research. I just had a moment where I'm like, oh, like no, like so, like if we have someone on, I'll spend half an hour before they come into the studio and just look at their Instagram yeah, and see what's going on. Yes, there's yeah. none of that happening. And so
I know.
That's where I think that that I guess I'm a little bit panicked is just I think I pride myself on doing the I do a good 30-second stalk and can just be yeah. like, how was Bateman's Bay? Looked beautiful, you know?
No, I get you. Jess has been putting some great sort of talking points in our document. Mm-hmm. One thing I did do this morning was try and share that document, which then locked me out of the document.
Oh, hang on. So it was
still
you.
See it. Yeah, it was
that
me.
Was
sorry,
you.
Guys.
You, mate. You I, were, you were blame. You were quick to blame someone else.
No, I didn't. I said I fucked it. Didn't I say I fucked it?
No. You said I someone said, did.
Someone fucked no. it. Literally said the word someone fucked it.
Did I? Yeah.
It's all good.
Anyway, I did fuck it, guys. And so anyway, I didn't want Josh to blow up too hard. So that's why I kind of just like
no, I'm all good. I mean, the thing that's why I'm a little bit detached. I'm trying to just sort of really go with it. This is fun. This is about having a good time with your mates. It's there's no point having the birthday party if you're stressed the whole time. So, you know, jump in. Relax.
Yeah.
George, you got the email, right?
Yeah. Thanks, man.
You got the email?
Yeah, great.
So there'll be a bit of admin on the show as we go. I was thinking about Jess who's going to lose helping. Their voice first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think we'll have a problem at all.
Did you hear Jace's voice after that? I mean, he did a lot longer than 24 hours,
mm-hmm.
but his voice was just gone. It was full on.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
I think...
Anyway, we'll get some tips from him.
So what I think I'll do is I really should go and sort out our first guest, Brad Blanks. And so, George, I'm going to give you the my shot. Oops, hang on. Fucked it.
Oops.
Stand by.
And so when he comes in, like how do we do the rotation thing?
As in how do we, like the guest link stuff or which?
Like
which
am point? I leaving the call?
So I think, I reckon for the guest that gives you a bit of time. So I think that we could do that where I'll, I clicked the wrong thing. That's why I did it. Yeah. So I think for Brad, we'll just have Sev's, TJ and I, but then for some others, we can put in that big six blocker where we have a bunch of others as well. And then you can charge your batteries because we know, you know.
Oh yeah. Classic.
You know what that's like.
Are they all charging at the moment, George? All four of them?
Oh. One of them's not working. One charger's not working. But the other one's good.
Okay, I'm just
going to... My laptop wasn't turning on this morning.
Oh,
freaked me out.
No. Have we had...
like 20 minutes to turn on. Yeah.
I'll be George, back, guys. Has Ramble left the building yet?
Nah, he's still there. He's got a cardboard box and he's filling it up. Yeah.
What has he actually done with them? Has he wrapped them up?
Yeah, so he's just wrapped them up in... two bits of paper because we don't have any cling wrap or anything.
Okay.
So he sort of wrapped them up, taped them, and now he's putting them in a
Looks
cardboard
like a dog's
box
breakfast.
To transport.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Well, I mean they're all good to go. That I sorted them by the regions that he was getting them to. Can you just let him know that he needs to get to Lara first at 9 o'clock?
Yeah,
you need to get to Lara. She's at 9 o'clock. Yeah, oh, she's at work.
She says that's easy.
She's at work. Yeah.
I guess it's the straw that nearly broke the camel's back, the merchandise run. It's it's not the kind of thing you really want to be doing in the lead up to a 24-hour show, where last minute. The things you should have done, you're trying to send out merchandise. But it'll be nice that everyone gets it today. That's why I was like yesterday. I was like. Is all this stuff, like, surely we're needing to get it done by tomorrow? We have to. And we've had... Have you got any update on that DHL order for you, Sev?
Well,
or no?
Nah, not yet. So, I mean, what happened was I called them yesterday after I missed their call. Well, actually, they called me. And it was the bloke that we actually saw inside DHL. So, that was nice. But he, I had to explain the issue because I think the case manager may have miscommunicated it to him, but it's, he's on the case, apparently. Might just need a follow up, but they so understand what
because
what's happened,
what happened so. Was there was an order that had two of the same stickers on it. But do we know that if did both of those orders go to that one person?
Well, so this is the thing. Apparently,
Sherlock,
so there's only one package that's sent with that tracking number, okay. Which means that there's actually not two separate items. So they're only seeing one package. So I don't know which one that is. And I don't know if two's going to rock up or one's going to rock up or where the other parcel is. So they're doing a trace on it to figure out where they've put it and where it is. So,
oh God,
we'll hear back. I mean, it's a logistical nightmare for them. Like,
why don't you ask Jasna who it was delivered to if she's received two? Because I think she's actually she's got her order, which is great. I'm pretty sure I saw her on Instagram. I saw her on Instagram photos coming through, unless she was responding to it.
Could have been that. Yeah. I've still got a message. I've still got a message, Jasna and Caitlin with a little update, but it'll get sorted eventually, so it should be all right.
Sevs, are you looking forward to a meditation session?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't done any meditation. I mean, like, I've got the notification on my phone going every morning at 6 o'clock, just like telling me to meditate. And it's like, I still haven't opened the Sam Harris app. And so I'm actually, I've done probably, I think I've done two in-person guided meditations, which were great because I did it like, it was part of like a co-working space thing. And they were great. So I'm pumped to do it in person. It'd be so nice.
George, have you ever meditated?
Paid one? Yeah, I sort of tried. I did the Sam Harris thing, but yeah. But I think I only did like the first five ones, the free ones. Couldn't pay $20 a month. But I'm actually keen to do it. I was trying to do some.
I mean,
like,
it'll be so
breathing stuff.
It'll be great
morning.
Getting everyone just going along with it as well.
Well, it's a group meditation. So it'll be perfect. People on the YouTube, people around the Zoom link around the world. It's going to be great. It's going to be real good.
So you were doing breathing this morning, George?
61 people watching on YouTube. It's crazy. Sort of just trying. Just while it was like, while I was just lying there at 4, just like, come on, go to sleep.
So what actually, when did you get to the office? What time did you get there?
I was still at like 6:30, 6:40, 6:30-ish.
Okay.
I saw you
packed in bed, just awake.
Packed my teddy, got my tuna.
Yeah, I know, George. You hadn't worked out your alcohol situation yesterday. What are you thinking?
Oh, I feel so underprepared. I haven't got food, alcohol, anything. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't want to drink too much. Maybe.
But you actually have an out clause. Like, you can go to sleep. Like, you could go and get a few hours of shut-eye and then wake up.
Yeah, that's
true. I'm already feeling tired.
me too, to be honest.
You've already had your break when Jim came.
Yeah, I know. That was just a toilet
your only break. You took your break too early.
I'm fired up, though, because there's a bunch of other stuff happening later in the show that's going to get me back up. Get me back up and at it.
Yeah.
Just checking in on the weather report from Beaufort, where Ryan John's going to be walking. He's walking 24 hours. He's marathon.
Marathon.
Currently 5 degrees.
Ah, poor
precipitation, 60%. Humidity, 99%. What the fuck? Wind, 26 kilometer wind.
Raining.
It's real raining and real windy. That is great.
Man, that's going to be tough. I wonder how muddy it's going to be. Because I feel like with all that rain and just the track that he's walking around, it's going to be real muddy. I think Josh doesn't realize what he's done. Here we go. Yeah,
what's he
done?
Josh
is sending us he's sending the feed of Charles, unless he's bringing Charles onto the show. I'll let Josh know.
I've just messaged him.
Yeah. Executive producer coming through.
Yeah.
It's all good. So Charles, if you can see him there, is an absolute weapon, and he's in Bathurst, New South Wales. And yeah,
he's actually managing
technical stuff.
Yeah, so he's all the Gronk cams, or a lot of that he's been organizing, and he's been helping JJ this morning. I think he got up like pretty early as well, next to JJ, and they're just smashing through all the tech stuff. So what a legend! And it was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, Callum Sinclair's in the live chat. Hey, buddy, stay strong, lads. Lay off the carbs if you're going to try and stay up. Solid effort. Solid advice. Oh,
wait for the 3 p.m. Yeah. slump.
But, I had some porridge. I feel like that's sort of sustained release, is it? Is it not, Callum? Is it not? We've got a dietitian, so maybe I've ruined it. Imagine if her first piece of advice is don't have porridge first thing this morning. And then I've had it.
This is interesting. Just a quick little update on that tech stuff. So it's actually not being pushed over to YouTube. So it's we're being pushed over, but in VMix we can see everyone. So that's all good. That's not a problem.
Oh, that's great. Well, Charles is I'm looking at him right now, even though you're not sucked in.
I can't see
Charles.
Anything.
No, you've lost it, George.
What are you looking at?
Nah, I'm just looking at the YouTube feed, like the three of us.
Oh, great.
Shannon said a good point. Can't he do it on a treadmill inside? Which it's, yeah, nah. I mean, that's against the rules. I see, like, if it, I feel like I woke up and I thought, what have I committed to? And I was thinking, Ryan's also waking up thinking, what have I committed to?
Yeah, and I actually woke up and thought, God, Ryan's got the easy job.
That's what I thought. Why do you think
all he has to do is just walk around
42 just kilometers? Walk around for 8 hours. Do you think you could do it,
George? Yeah, I reckon I could do it. Just listen to podcasts. Well, it'd be easy.
Well, we've got Tom in Vienna who's also doing it. We're going to check in with him at like 4 o'clock, I think, just before Friday night drinks. Yeah. So I mean, he's also walking a marathon, which is insane.
Jeez, nah, it is pretty impressive. But
is he walking?
I mean, up with the weather.
Well, I think he said he was walking, so maybe a mix, but that'll be interesting as well.
Solid. I'm going to check the temperature. Right,
he just commented saying he's carb loading. Ryan's carb loading.
It's a bit late. Okay, great.
He's done it last night.
You meant to carb load.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Have a big pasta for breakfast and then go do a 42-kilometer walk.
Absolutely, can have a stitch.
So tomorrow when he's going to be walking in Vienna, it's going to be 22 degrees with some rain, a little bit of rain, but it's much nicer in Austria. So he's got the better location to be doing a marathon walk.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Is anyone else doing any challenges?
Yeah.
What else?
Well, you got the commitment crew.
Is that why you're bringing?
The commitment crew. I guess.
The commitment crew. They're 24 hours. That's a solid effort. To be honest,
that is.
Glenn.
Grace said Glenn's we should set a challenge for each other.
That's a good idea. Mm.
What could be?
What do we do?
I mean, going to cook something. Sevs, have you actually thought about if you're going to order anything or if room service? What time's room service come down, buddy?
Rooms. Look, I would probably say after 9 o'clock is when mum would be up and about, just having a little sleep in. She's not working.
Mum sleeps till 9 a.m.
Well, she's got the day off work, so she's actually taking it off just for the 24-hour stream.
God,
really? No. But she'll be up and about probably around 9 o'clock. I'm guessing.
The feeling it gives me when I hear people who don't have kids say that they sleep in, like it's like it should be like, oh, that's nice. But when you say like, yeah, I slept into like 10. It just makes me feel sick. it makes me physically just like, not angry, just sick. Like I haven't had that.
It's real
like
jealousy.
I haven't had a sleep. It's a weird feeling. I can't explain it, guys. I'm sure there's some parents in the comments. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
Yeah.
At least the same envy time is the envy is real.
Yeah, it's envy. Mm. It's almost just like, you know, it's like... Just this knot. Emma's got it too. It's just like, you just peace. Just when you didn't have to do anything, you know. Yeah. I could go for a while.
I've been waking up heaps early lately.
Really?
Have you? Is that trying to make me feel better now?
Yeah.
Appreciate that. What's
no, I just get
why
up
have at, you been getting up earlier?
I just feel way more productive in the morning, so I wake up at 6 and leave the house when Hannah leaves the house at 6:30.
Yeah.
Get into the office and then get cracking. Because I feel if I like sleep in till 10 and then start work, I'm just like not in the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like way less productive. Well,
Amy's been, this is her challenge. It's today's May 1. Happy first of May the 1. Month, guys.
Oh, it is too. Put it in the calendar.
The month. It's already in the calendar. The calendar is where you see it. You see the date in the calendar, George. So you definitely don't need to put the date in the calendar. Cause
it's
the calendar
already in there,
the
mate.
That is great. You're delusional.
Yeah.